Hello, everyone. Welcome to Celibacy Talks Podcast. This is the first recording on the podcast, so I would like to actually welcome you all. I am Laquila Shin. I am the administrator of Celibacy Talks and also will be speaking on several different topics as far as celibacy, dating, walking in celibacy, courting, and dating with a purpose, purposely saving, and dating God's way. And so I'm just glad you all are tuning in today. Please be sure to follow our page, the Celibacy Talk Show, on Facebook, and follow us on Instagram at Celibacy Talks, and also on Twitter at Celibacy Talks. Today's topic is everybody needs a Superman. But you have to be careful when you're selecting your Superman or when you're embracing someone pretending to be your Superman. It's a really catchy, thing, because so many of us women who are out here single and celibate, we're waiting. And we're like, God, is that him? God, is that him? We're worrying in ourselves to the point where we forget that we're actually supposed to be enjoying the season of being single. We're supposed to be embracing being alone with God in this time that we have to, worship and praise God, And we get so caught up in being ready to jump the broom and getting planning a wedding and living this happily ever after. But we forget that before you can become happily ever after, you have to first be happily single. And when I speak to everyone, I speak from experience. I'm speaking to myself. I don't just talk as if I'm greater or I know more or I'm better than the next woman who walk in the celibacy, because trust me, I have my flaws. Trust me, I've failed countless of times. And I'm just prone to getting back up and keeping it moving, because that's what it's all about. There's beauty in waiting, just like there is beauty in falling. You have to learn how to embrace every season of your life in this celibacy journey, because everything is not going to always be perfect. So when you're out and you run across a guy, or a guy runs across you, and you begin to engage and interact with this man or this woman, and you start getting these feelings, emotions start rising, and you started thinking to yourself, and you start, women, you know how we are, we start pre-planning in our mind already what it would be like to be with them happily ever after. Because this could be my Superman. This is how we think. Men, however, they don't jump to conclusion like women. The first thing really that men think is, oh, wow, she's beautiful. It's a physical thing. Unless he's completely connected to God, it will be a physical attraction that actually ignites his feelings or his desire to be in your presence. And so we have to be careful as single women of God when we're out what we are displaying before men. And I say that because some of us carry ourselves in ways that looks like we're still in the world. We dress as if we are of the world. We speak as if we are part of the world culture and what they're, portraying a woman should be, or how a woman should look, or how a woman should act. And we forget that it's impossible to attract or receive the Superman that God has place in our past, or that he has waiting on us, if we are too busy being of the world. Because God will not allow us to receive his son or to distract his son that is on the move for Jesus, and we are out in the world displaying ourselves as a woman of the world and not a woman of God, but we are hoping for a Superman. And when I say everybody needs a Superman, I'm saying this because that's what we see men or our husband or friends and the people, guys or whatever that we date, we see their potential to be our Superman, but we forget the red flags that they are displaying before us, showing us that they are not Superman, nor are they ready to wear the cape of Superman. They show us how what they want. They show us, you know, by how they treat us. That it shows so much how they speak of us, how they speak with us, the things that they do with us, the things that they try, you know, to bring us in or around. It's their interaction with us. It says so much more. And you got a guy, he's simply not ready, but you can see everything that he's capable of being. So you feel like, hey, maybe I'll just pray my way through this thing. Maybe I'll just play for a while and see if he could come to love me, or he could come to like me, or he could come to want to be attracted to me, or he could feel that I'm his superwoman. And God is not calling us to be out here designing and creating and forming our own Superman. He is super God. He doesn't need any help. He knows our spouse. He knows the people that he's going to bring in our life to love us the way that we deserve to be loved. And he knows how to bring people in our life that can adhere to the worthiness that we have in our lives and over our lives. So we are out here discounting ourselves by interacting with clowns. We know this man or this woman is not ready. We simply see it. Their lifestyle tells us everything we need to know about them. And we know it's unequally yoked. But what do? Oh, I'm so strong in God. I'm such a firm believer in the word of God. I believe that I could just pray this man right out of the streets. I could pray her right out of the clubs. I could pray, you know, them to be what I want them to be. And God is saying, no. I do not need your help. I do not need your help. For anybody that I send to you will already be gift wrapped. And all you have to do is take the bow off. How simple is that? Stop forming and creating and remodifying your own Superman. We are not called to be artists of our own life, our journey, our destiny. That's God. That's his job. Everybody needs a Superman. Everybody wants a Superman. But what are you displaying before people to let them know that you are ready for a Superman that's sent from God? Are you in the church? Are you working within the community? Are you operating in your purpose? Are you diving in your calling? What are you doing to let God know that I am so in tune with you, God, right now? I'm going to be so focused on you that when you send my Superman, I won't even have to stop working. He'll just hop right in and he'll start helping me. What are you doing? Or are you out here in the clubs hanging with people that you know don't have the same anointing or calling on their life, hanging with people that you know are unequally yoked from you? What are you doing? We have got to get ourselves back in alignment with the word of God. We have got to get back in alignment with our celibacy journey. We cannot be caught off guard. We cannot afford to be distracted from celibacy any longer, because once we are out of the will of God, we are in the most dangerous place in the world. And we need God every day, every second, every minute of this journey, because it is not easy. Someone is watching you. Someone is depending on you. Your celibacy journey is leading somebody else to their happily ever after and to their Superman. So I challenge all of my celibacy rocks, girls and guys, to stand strong in your celibacy. When you feel those urges, that lust, that flesh try to rise up, you bind it back down with the word of God. And you begin to pray and you begin to speak life into yourself. For greater is he who is in us than he who was in the world. Thank you all for tuning in. I look forward to tuning in with you all tomorrow. Please share the podcast. And also, please remember to leave comments and whatever else you would love us to speak on. You guys have a blessed day. Thank you.